Rule 2. Continual prayer for the prosperous state of the church, in God's protection towards it. Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love you. Philippians 1:4, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Romans 1:9, without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Acts 12:5, Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Isaiah 62:6, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night, you that make mention of the Lord keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Colossians 4:12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Clarification 2. Prayer, as it is the great engine whereby we are all to prevail with the Almighty, so it is the sure refuge of the saints at all times, both in their own behalf and also of others. Isaiah 45:11, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command you me. Psalm 6:2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto you, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Acts 12:5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. It is a benefit which the poorest believer may give, and the greatest potentate has no power to deny. This is the beaten way of the soul's communion with God, for which the saints have many gracious promises of assistance. Zechariah 12:10, and I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There are innumerable precepts for prayer's performance. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Exhortations to pray with encouragements thereunto. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. Luke 11:9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Jesus has given us precious promises of acceptance if we pray aright. Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. John 16:24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Prayer, by many ways has the Lord abundantly testified of his delight in the sacrifice of his people. For the saints are bound to pray for all men, of what sort soever, unless they are such as sin unto death. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 John 5:16, if any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. Christians are to pray for their persecutors, and them that hold them in bondage. Matthew 5:44, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Jeremiah 29:7, and seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Christians are to pray especially for all saints, and specifically for those with whom they are in fellowship. Philippians 1:4, always in every prayer of mine for you all making requests with joy. Colossians 4:12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you and is always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. The Lord having promised that upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies there shall be a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, thus it is every one's duty to pray for its accomplishment. Isaiah 4:5, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. He is not worthy of the privileges of the church who continues not in prayer for a defense upon that glory. Prayer then, for the good, prosperity, flourishing, peace, increase, edification, and protection of the church, is a solemn duty every day required of all the members thereof. Motives for prayer. 1. Proper consideration of the ordinances thereto. 2. Concernment for God's glory. 3. The honor of Jesus Christ. 4. Our own benefit and spiritual interest with. 5. The expressness of the command, are sufficient motives hereunto.